the true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Did you know that the Cardinals and Heartland Coca-Cola are celebrating the 15-year anniversary of the 04 National League Championship? It's all happening the weekend of July 26th. I love a good celebration. Any unique giveaways for the fans? Oh, yeah. The weekend is filled with them. All for 30,000 fans 16 and up. Friday, fans are going to take home the Mystery Players jersey, courtesy of Cooper Tires, featuring memorable players from the 04 team. Then Saturday, get a replica 04 National League Championship Mystery Player Ring presented by Edward Jones. A jersey and a ring? Those will be fan favorites for sure. Of course, some of my favorite players from 04 were Roland, Edmonds, and Pujols. Well, then you're not going to want to miss Sunday's game when fans get the first ever Cardinals triple bobblehead courtesy of Coca-Cola and Dearburg. A triple bobblehead? Wow, what a weekend. That's July 26th through 28th. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
Bro, so we got to tell these folks about Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint. What are we going to tell them?
We'll just tell them we have a little honky tonk with live country music in downtown St. Louis. Feels like Nashville.
Yeah, feels like Nashville. Y'all should just come on down to the honky tonk.
Before and after Cardinal games, blues games, and concerts.
Or anytime y'all just feel like honky tonking.
It's just 2 blocks south of Busch Stadium on 4th Street with live country music.
Every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all Cardinal home games. Follow us at Game 6 STL.
When you think of country, think of Game 6 Honky Tonk Joint.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
America, love it or leave it.
Yeah, you tell them. You tell them. Whoever you are, wherever you're from.
Gold dust at my feet.
Where? On what side of the street?
On sunny side of the street.
Thank you, Willie. They say it's going to get hot. That's what I hear.
What?
I saw it on TV.
Really?
And I heard it on the radio. It must be true.
Well, then you know what we have to do.
What?
We have to give out
absolutely
hot weather tips.
Absolutely. Let's just do it now. Okay. We can save a life. If we wait an hour, it could take a life.
Yeah.
So here's what you do, folks. When it's hot like this, really, really hot, dress in layers.
Yes.
Smart. Yeah.
Because here's the way that works, and we've studied this. If you can make yourself even hotter than it is by putting on 3 or 4 layers of clothes, as you take those off, your mind and your body play a trick on you. You actually think that this weather feels cooler because you made yourself hotter with a T-shirt, a sweatshirt, and a jacket.
Wow.
That's what you wear.
And that also keeps the UV rays off of your skin.
Nothing is more effective than a ski parka for keeping the UV rays off.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing we talk about. Drink as much alcohol as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Guzzle alcohol. Don't drink water. No.
Mm-mm.
That's not going to cut it. Now, leave the elderly alone. I don't know how many times we have to tell people this. Now, imagine yourself as a very old person. You're taking a nap, and a nap is important to old people, and your nap is interrupted by somebody. Grandma, are you okay? Now you're not. Now you're awake.
Yep.
You ruined your nap. They don't like to be disturbed when they're napping. And older people are almost always chilly. How many times have you seen a picture of an old person with a shawl or blanket on
all
their
the time?
They're cold. They like heat. Okay. So, and if you say, wow, we haven't heard from, you know, Beatrice for 6 days, how about maybe Beatrice is enjoying some good private time, watching some good movies, and doesn't want to get out because outside it's even hotter. Inside, even with no air conditioning, still the sun's not beating down on them.
Yeah.
So old people like privacy. And they don't like to be told what to do. That's the other thing. They get stubborn. They do not want to be told what to do. So you will kill an old person by saying, Grandma, you better get an air conditioner. You know what they'll do? Defiantly, then they won't get one. So you just killed her. So think before you act. Leave the old people alone. Don't go knocking on their door. The other thing that happens is, especially if they live alone, it's frightening. They think it's an intruder.
Oh, yeah.
And they might shoot you. Yeah. If you go to check on the air conditioning or something, and let's say they're asleep and not quite wide awake, and they perceive this as somebody breaking in the house, and then they just kill you. A lot of things to remember here, but it's really very simple. Dress in layers, drink a lot of alcohol, and leave the elderly alone. And that's it. You say, well, you know, what if Beatrice's air conditioning did quit? Well, then you know what? That's Beatrice's own fault for not calling Matheny. That's her fault. Because if she'd done, and sometimes you just deserve to croak when you don't think. So there you have it. Those are the rules, and nobody else will tell you the truth. Everybody else has an agenda. You know who tells you to drink a lot of water? The water company.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you see through that? Trying to sell water. Now it's clear, isn't it? Of course it is. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 17th of July. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Is it the 3rd of June?
It is the 3rd of June, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 17th of July. 3rd of June. All right.
It's okay.
A couple good stories in the news. Anybody have anything to say?
I've got some that I'd like to talk about.
I'd like to turn it right over to Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. All yours.
Thank you, Frank.
Welcome.
So this is something that's been kind of going over the internet for the past couple of days, and I thought it was just a joke, but I'm actually now concerned that it's starting to become a more realistic thing. All right? And this is the Facebook page or event that's just gone viral, and apparently there's like 1.5 million people that want to storm Area 51.
I saw that.
Oh,
did you
yes.
see that?
I did see that.
This
yeah.
is...
First of all, it's not going to happen.
Of course okay. it's not going to happen, but here's my thing, right? You say 97%, 98% of people on that Facebook page won't do it. They're just in it for a joke. They're just having some fun. There's still, to me, that 2% of the population of that group that might actually consider doing
it. Well, see, I don't worry about those people because they're nuts,
but they're going to die.
You can't fix nuts.
They are going to. I mean,
you
are going to storm.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like, hey, that might be a bit mean to shoot them. No, put them down if they step where they shouldn't be. Absolutely. I've been on an army base before. I've seen the rules. Like, you don't mess around. But I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there, that the repercussions of doing something like this, like, you will die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
But you know that if you're even talking to any of those morons, they don't do any good, because they've seen the warnings. Warning, do not enter or go beyond.
Yeah,
that
but do you
work.
Have... Yeah, but...
I say not, there won't be two people
okay.
trying to get in there.
Well, there are... I hope that that is the case. I really hope that that is the case. But even on a box of Tide Pods, it says, don't eat. Like, you know, bad for you or whatever. Do not ingest.
Right.
Okay? It still says it, and there was still a buttload of people making videos of themselves eating Tide Pods.
Well, they're idiots.
Right?
I don't
yes,
worry about idiots. I just don't. If all the Tide Pod eaters died, I don't care.
First of all, the educational part of this conversation of your concern is, what are the odds, if you're one of those 1.5 million people, what are the odds that if you do storm Area 55 and you do find 51, same thing, and you do find an alien life form or alien life forms, what are the odds that they're going to have the ability to just like kill you or do something that you won't be able to do to them? Why would you even want to take that chance?
That's a good. That's another.
Why,
good
why would you? Why would you want to unleash something that the government has apparently been able to secure?
Okay. First of all, you wouldn't be able to. Let's say you got in there, you broke in, and you saw the alien.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, you're not going to get out of there without somebody knowing you're there. So they apprehend you. They're going to take your phone. So what are you going to do? Leave and go, hey, man, I saw the alien. Well, sure you did. Have another drink.
Right.
So it wouldn't even make any difference if you saw it.
You'd have to live stream it. If you live stream it, they couldn't take it away from you afterward.
And he's going to point at you and go, phone home.
And then you know what the government would do? They'd say that was a fake video. Created not in Area 50. I don't know where the guy did. Good job. Made something look like an alien. They would still poo-poo it.
Did you ever see the movie Alien with Sigourney Weaver or Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Well, it's likely that whatever's out there is one of those two type things. I don't want to mess with either one. I don't want to meet either one.
You don't think it's like, you know, the little gray ones with a giant black eye?
Let's just go around the room. First of all, Limey, do you believe that in Area 51 they are and have been for decades that they're housing the bodies of some aliens?
No.
Okay.
No,
Dan, do you?
No.
Tim?
Maybe.
Well, I saw Independence Day, so I'll
tell you. That's a movie. I don't. I just don't.
No.
Because to hold that secret this many years would have required hundreds of people to keep it a secret and not show a shred of evidence.
All those workers? Come
on. Yeah, that's impossible. Out of all those people, somebody could have easily leaked something to the news media that could not be in any way denied or doubted.
Unless the people that are protecting Area 51 are aliens themselves.
See, I also don't believe that we've been visited.
And they're here illegally.
Oh no, yeah, into that whole anal probing. I don't believe any of that. Yeah, that's what they always say. Aliens come down and they probe cows and they probe farmers' butts and stuff. You never heard that? Anal probes? Come on.
Farmers' butts.
They probe anals.
I've heard anal that they probing. I've heard they probe. They're supposed to probe. But I didn't hear it was anal. I think you added that.
No, I'm serious. Just Google it. Anal. I mean, it's quite known. If like, you
well,
know,
hold on. If you Google,
down,
hold on. If you Google anal probing, you're gonna get a porn site.
No, sorry.
Oh,
okay. Type in aliens anal probing.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Aliens.
It's a rectal examination.
Yeah.
But you're right. The first thing you do when you get Google, when you type anal probing, is three sites of pornography.
Oh.
And then you get to the anal probing Wikipedia page, which is fourth highest
aliens.
Rated.
But yeah, that is apparently when anybody says they have been abducted by aliens, years, that's what they do.
No, I don't think you're saying that right.
Common sense here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am.
For the people who think they've hovered, and in some cases... They've come down, taken somebody, checked them out, and put them back on the earth.
Right.
Hogwash, because every single time that's supposed to have happened, it's two guys fishing in Arkansas, some farmer out in the field in the middle of nowhere. Why would aliens go to remote? Wouldn't they be curious to drop in Clayton or somewhere in the middle of Chicago or L.A.? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And you never, almost never, hear the story of one of these encounters with these people from a guy who's the CEO of some company or some woman who's a professor.
Who's well respected.
Yeah, it's always somebody that wants some attention and gets it. I don't believe for a second. Do I believe there's something else out there? Yeah, take a look at the sky at night. There's a lot of stuff out there, and most of it's bigger than the Earth.
Right.
That would not surprise me.
No.
But I don't think they've visited us.
No, I don't think aliens have visited us, and I don't think they're in Area 51. I think Area 51, they might have some pretty cool weapons that they want to keep under wraps, because
that's very possible.
I interviewed a guy who worked at the local Fort Leonard Wood Army base, and he told me that most of the weapons that they're using right now in the field, that stuff was designed like 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? So now what they're working on today is the stuff that they're going to be using 20, 30 years down the road.
I've never played this card ever before, but I'm going to do it now. I have the phone on hold. A friend of mine, I've never talked about him, who works at Area 51.
Whoa.
Charles Flickman.
Who?
Charles Flickman.
He's worked
at Area 21 for 30 years. Charles, are you there? Charles, just once and for all.
Connection.
Charles, we got a pretty bad connection.
Area 51, you got a lot of metal around that and a lot of security. Yeah, it makes sense.
Charles, once and for all, Are there any aliens or alien bodies hidden in Area 51?
Hell no. No. Not one. Not at all. That's BS.
All right, thank you, Charles. Charles Floyd. There you have it. From inside Area 51.
He said hell no.
Well, he's tired of the rumors.
Yeah, I got $5 says there's an alien standing right next to him telling him what to tell you.
with a laser gun to his head. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You will tell him we are not here. anything else for us?
No. I just really wanted to talk about that because I'm pretty sure it's just a joke, but in the off chance that
I'm fascinated by it, and I would love to find out solid proof that, oh my goodness, yes, there is in formaldehyde or some big container the body of an alien that crashed. I would love to find that out.
See, one of the movies I watched on the way back from the Rhine River trip we took was Man of Steel, Superman movie.
Yeah, you talked about it.
They're made various.
You were with us in Europe?
I watched it on the way back.
But you went to Europe with us?
Yeah, I did. Huh. I was there.
I
fell asleep in the airport. Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
And one of the things that actually was a very realistic version of a very unrealistic movie is that the editor, Lawrence Fishburne of the New York Post, who was Lois Lane's boss, refused to print a story about her confirming that there was an alien life form, Superman, on this planet, even if she provided him with overwhelming proof, because he said it would scare us.
The country would freak out.
He said, well, the world would freak out. It would put the world in a state of anarchy.
Okay, but they wouldn't now, because this Area 51 stuff was supposed to have happened like 70 years ago or something. So it's over. The panic is over. And by the way, if that's true, why have they never come back except for that one time in the 50s or something and come back and gotten the bodies of their buddy?
Well, and that's the conspiracy theorists will respond to that by saying, how do you know they haven't? How do you know that they aren't here walking amongst us? Like Kevin Spacey's character in K-Pax.
My ex-wife.
Dan's ex-wife. Well, I will tell you this. If anybody really wants to start doubting that or thinking maybe some people walking around are aliens, meet John Headley.
That's a very good point. He kind of has that look about like Sloth from the movie
and Goonies. Like he learned English, but he didn't really learn it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't used to talk like that. Well, I met John Headley.
Was he in an accident?
30 years ago. Yeah. He didn't used to. I don't know. He's,
car wreck? Brain damage?
I don't know what it is, but it's changed.
Ever since Caddyshack came out.
Very similar. Carl. It is very similar. Yeah. Did you have anything else, Lyman?
Yep, that's it. That's all I got.
Anybody else, Berkshire?
I do.
Let me introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn. Tim?
Thank you. Welcome.
The face value of the ticket I had for the St. Louis Cardinals game last night was $166.
Whoa! Mm-hmm.
I purchased two tickets at an event that I attended on behalf of this station at a Cardinals fundraiser.
That each ticket?
Okay, each ticket costs $166. It was the National Car Rental Club. It was open bar. It was all-you-could-eat buffet.
It doesn't sound like you.
It's so unlike me. had an air-conditioned environment, you know, where you could watch the game. And then, you know, you had your seat as well.
Right.
And, of course, you know, I paid $166 plus the Uber fare down and the Uber fare home to sit in an air-conditioned environment and watch the game on TV just like I would at home, because I'm getting so old to the point where I took my plate of food and went and sat in my seat about a half hour before the game started. I took about two bites and I said, there is no way I can sit in this heat. And I was in the shade. And I went back inside and sat there and watched the game on TV just like I would have at home.
But then you realize what you're doing. You're thinking, what the heck am I doing?
Right.
I'm not even sitting. I actually enjoy sitting out in the seat, even when I've been able to go with somebody's guest and be in a suite. I like to sit outside. You feel like you're at the ball game.
Well, and I did when the sun went down. I went and watched the last three innings outside. But let me tell you about a jack that happened last night. And we brought this up briefly yesterday. Yesterday was the anniversary of man landing on the moon. And the Cardinals had a bobblehead giveaway last night.
Right.
And as I read the giveaway, they were supposed to give away 30,000 bobbleheads.
Yes. Right?
I get in last night because I promised mine to Bill Cleveland, which upset Limey because
you were 30,001.
No, let me tell you something. I still don't know the answer to this question, and maybe a listener knows or could text in the answer to this question. My ticket did not qualify for the bobblehead giveaway.
You're kidding.
No way.
What?
I gave the guy my ticket. He scanned the ticket. I said, where's the bobblehead? He goes, oh, you have to have a special ticket to get one of those. I said,
a special.
So there's 30,000 special tickets?
I said, you got to be kidding me. This the face value of this ticket is $166 and doesn't qualify for the free bobblehead giveaway? He goes, no. And then you know what he tells me? He goes, no. He goes, but if you want to go buy another ticket, you can get your bobblehead.
What?
Wow.
No, that doesn't.
He actually suggested that I go buy another ticket to get my bobblehead.
Just go buy a regular ticket.
Okay,
these
were high price tickets. That's all right. Something. Yeah. Maybe they want to make sure that the bobbleheads go to people who don't have money, just regular folks.
No, they were only given out in a certain section at a certain gate because it wasn't like there was boxes of there and everybody was getting one and I didn't. Nobody was getting them. You had to have a special ticket to get this.
And how are you supposed to know that?
Well, I didn't.
Wow, they never said anything like that.
This is why I'm bringing it up. That's
you got a big story here. You blew the lid off.
It's the strangest giveaway I've ever seen. Anytime they've ever had giveaways, World Series replica rings or T-shirts or whatever, there's always people there with boxes and boxes, and they hand them to you as you walk in.
It's usually the first 25, 30,000 people through the gate,
right,
and they get that.
Right. And well, that's not what I was told that they were out.
We need to put the 590 investigative news team on this.
There you go.
Oh, wait, we don't have one. Should we talk to Brian?
Burn. Sure.
Might as well. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, as far as the alien thing goes, the conspiracy theorist, the problem is the government says, hey, they've been here forever. Here they are. The conspiracy theorists will believe it's a cover-up of the government doing programs, and then if the government says they're not here, the guys will say, well, they're lying. And so they can't win. But secondly, you had a colonel on, I thought, years ago on your show that he claimed to have been in a craft and stuff. I didn't
Colonel Nottingham. Colonel Nottingham.
I didn't get to hear it, but was he nuts, in your opinion?
No. He's very credible. Colonel Thomas Nottingham, I believe was his name.
So, I mean, does that change your opinion?
No.
No,
it doesn't.
So, what did he say, that there were craft here, but the aliens weren't here? I'm not arguing.
I don't even remember what he said, but I've talked to, over the years, lots of really credible people who seem bright, who seriously believe whatever they believe. We have a friend. My wife and I have a friend. She has a PhD. She's very bright. I had her on years ago for an hour. If you meet her, she's perfectly sane. She's a wonderful lady to be around. And she's not joking and she's not kidding when she says that twice in her life she has been taken and abducted and studied and brought back. And when you hear her tell the story, you have a hard time saying, you're nuts. So I don't know if she had the world's most vivid dream twice or if it really happened. I'm going to go with, I don't think so. But when you talk to her or people like her, you can sometimes tell the ones that are just looking for attention and exaggerating, and the ones that honest to goodness are telling you what they think is the truth. So I don't know. My personal opinion? No. They've not come here. They're not here. They're not trying to come here. They're not hovering. No. Because if they were, other people would see it and have some sort of, how can you never have any sort of photographic evidence that's not doctored or made up?
I think
that
there
seems
is.
Weird to me.
There is a community of aliens and they're all in Washington, D.C.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Brian, anything else?
No, I mean, it's just one of those things. I wish I could have heard that colonel on your show, but my father-in-law told me, he knew I was out of town and he said, Frank had a great guy that you'd have loved to have heard. You know, so if you could ever get him back on.
Maybe I can get him back on. I'm trying to get him back on.
It was like years and years ago.
Well, in light of this Area 51 thing, I may try to call him today and see if I can get him on tomorrow.
What was his name?
Tom Nottingham, Colonel Thomas Nottingham,
okay.
United States Air Force. All right, Brian?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Got an answer to my question. Apparently, the Cardinals do theme nights for some events like Beatles Night, Elvis Night, Margarita Night, and last night was a theme night. You have to buy a special theme ticket to get the giveaway.
Ah.
So.
Wow.
Hey, Dan, you still have Nottingham's number, Colonel Thomas Nottingham?
Yes.
If you could get him, I'd love, this is great. I'm glad Limey brought this up. He'd be a great guy to get on to talk about the Area 51 thing while we try to get him on here. If Dan can hear me. Dan, do you have?
I can hear you.
You have anything else, Bert segment?
That was it for me.
The only thing I had was I couldn't sleep last night. So,
that's a good story.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy.
No, but I got up about 3:30, And
that's
I went
a good
downstairs.
One, too. That's a good story. Two good stories.
It was about 3:30, and I went downstairs, turned on TV, and I was originally I watched Coming to America with Eddie Murphy, which I love that movie.
That's another guy. Three good stories.
Yeah, thanks.
That's unbelievable.
The next movie after that was Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, and I didn't know if that movie was still on or not. I turned it on, and it was paid programming, and it was Adam and Eve, and it was a half-hour show all about sex toys, adult sex toys. There
what,
are
called Trading Places.
No, no, not Trading Places. The adult sex toys. But this girl, really cute girl, was holding all these sex toys up and explaining them and turning them on and talking about what they do and explaining how to wear them, explaining how to use them. And all this other stuff, and it was all, it was Adam and Eve something, and then it almost...
Adam and Eve is a big company.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything? And,
well, yeah. Well, it became like a QVC then, because then she's talking...
They have any French ticklers?
All the, yes, they did.
Oh, wow.
And they did have French ticklers, and they had some other, they had so many weird things, but she says, and this one is item number 7232J49. And you can call 800 blah 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 blah, and so it turned into like a QVC thing. But man, I learned so much about all these different toys.
Dan, for people listening who may not know, would you explain what a sex toy is to people?
A sex toy would be a, let's see, a dildo. A
hang on 1 second because I have to check with our sensors.
Oh,
Dan said dildo. Can he do that?
All right, yep. That is acceptable. Continue.
Okay, and then. This little thing called the butterfly where, and she said this is mainly for women. This butterfly thing straps on to a woman around her waist. Mm-hmm. And then she said, and then you just kind of turn it on and the fun begins.
I don't understand what it's to do. What,
she also around, said,
what straps what on your waist?
The butterfly straps around your waist and goes into the
what's it called,
to the man on the boat, the man in the rowboat.
So she does this to herself.
Yes.
So yeah. She puts it on and it is electric, I guess.
Well, no, it's battery operated.
Well,
I
that's
guess,
electric. But, well, that's yeah. Electric. Yeah. Yeah. Batteries are electric.
Yeah.
And so it does something to her.
Yes. It massages the man in the boat.
Here we go. This is whoa. Right,
and
it.
Then she said, then see she it? Says, now no you face. Can you can use this. And she says, and it fits nicely under clothes, too. So if you want to go to work or do anything like that.
So all day, you can have like a nonstop orgasm.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like.
Dorothy, can I see you in my office for a minute?
just a minute.
But the way she described all this stuff was just hysterical.
Wow.
But that was that
remember
was
Doctor remember Dr. Sue Johansson? Anybody remember her?
Oh, no. Yes.
She was Dr. Ruth,
yes.
But dirtier.
Yes. She was in Canada.
Yes, she was in Canada.
Yeah.
And she had a late night show. And I'm not kidding. If you I'm sure you can still YouTube Dr. Sue Johansson. You have never seen anything like that. And this woman who I don't know, at the time I watched her, she had to be at least upper 60s or 70.
Yeah.
And she talked about the most personal graphic plugs that go in places, like she's talking about baking a pie. It was unbelievable. And callers would call in, and they call in and go,
Dr. Sue,
how can I help you?
My wife and I have always wanted to try one of those. I'm embarrassed to say it. Plugs. and I don't mean earplugs. Is that dangerous?
Well, caller, no, it's not. Whatever pleasures you. And then she goes into detail the best way to insert them, kind of. And her sponsors were all the lube companies. It was great. It was the most entertaining.
It was.
Television. And Dr. Ruth, here's the thing that's interesting. The only women who've ever been able to get away with the blunt graphic sex talk are really old women. If you put some 28-year-old, they would never air it. Imagine somebody who looked like Katy Perry having a sex toy show. It would never get on there. Isn't that interesting? But they'll let an old woman. Now, what is that? What does that mean?
The only way I need. I don't want to offend anybody.
If a
here.
Young chick does is it more pornographic?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's the only way. Like, if an old sweet grandma is doing it, then there's like, you know.
But that
sense. Well, maybe it takes down the sleaze factor, you know, if a grandma is doing it.
But let's say somebody who's not at all sleazy, somebody who's just pretty and young. And she starts talking about. And using words, well, I'm not going to use them, but talking about the same things, people would think, well, that's horrible. But let Sue Johansson do it or let Dr. Ruth do it, and, oh, well, you know, she's knowledgeable and and she gets away with it. No, I didn't see the thing Dan's talking about. Tonight I'm going to YouTube Dr. Sue Johansson.
It was crazy.
Pull up YouTube. Just type in. Maybe we could listen to a little over here. Dan, have you tried to get
That's what I'm trying right now.
Colonel Nodding. I think it was a colonel.
I'm going to leave a message.
Dr. Ruth?
No, Dr. Sue Johansson. J-O-H-A-N-S-E-N, I think. I guarantee you'll find her. Out of Canada. I don't even think she's a doctor of any kind.
Okay, I got it.
You got her?
Talk sex with Jody from Alabama Funny. You want to do that one?
Or I don't care.
Sue Johnson Raw Meat.
Sue Johnson?
Oh, yeah, that's what it
Johansson,
is.
Johansson.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sue Johansson.
I don't care. Pick
raw
one.
Meat.
I don't have any idea.
All right, I'm just going to go with the first one. Talk sex.
And by the way,
Susie on the line. Hi, Susie.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, you've got a question.
Yes, but first I'd like to say that I love your show. I watch it every week.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like everybody else. I think I'm addicted. But anyway, is that my boyfriend is pretty well endowed.
Yes.
And he loves oral sex. My problem is I can't seem to go down deep enough for him. And I was wondering how to do that, you know, or go deeper to pleasure him more.
Welcome to my world.
And actually, you know, I always say, don't think that you have to take the whole penis into your mouth. Okay? So what you do, you start off with kissing and licking
Dr.
sucking. And then you just take the head of the penis.
Okay. Oh,
hold on a minute. There's not one thing that she's saying that is in violation of any FCC ruling. It's just when you hear it coming from. Why do you think that woman is 75? You hear it coming from her. Hysterical.
When I get embarrassed, I don't know what bodily reaction you. When I get embarrassed, I literally old school put my hand over my eyes.
I get an erection.
I do too.
For the first time in my 2 years on this show, I just closed my eyes and put my hand over my eyes. I was so embarrassed.
And you're not even looking at her.
No, I say I got her up. Okay, here. I know what she looks like.
If you're looking at her, it's actually entertaining. Pick another clip. Let's just go to another clip.
What?
Clip with a P. Okay. With a P like
I'm
gonna
Paul. I'm gonna go with raw meat.
Oh, raw meat. That's good.
Hello, LeBaron.
Hey, sir.
Hello. You got a question?
Yes, I do.
Got it.
First off, I'd like to tell you that this is my favorite show.
Can you pause it?
Yeah.
This guy is playing with himself while he's talking to her. First of all, I like to say this is my favorite show. And by the way, LeBaron, sure, that's your name. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, me and my boyfriend started off, and at first we was just like, had a fetish for like meat. And he was like cooking burgers and stuff. And I was wondering, is it safe to stick the meat inside of him?
Okay. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
I was wondering if it's safe to stick the meat inside of him. This is absolutely the greatest program. Why is this thing still on the air?
I don't know.
Can somebody Google is Doctor? She's dead. She has to be dead. I watched her 25 years ago,
she's alive.
She's
89 years old.
89?
Is she still broadcasting? I hope so.
Good for her.
You bet.
The show was called, she had a show called The Sunday Night Sex Show.
Yep.
And it ran for 19 years and it ended in 2005.
And where did it run?
It ended in 2005. Rogers Cable. It was, I believe it was.
But who carried it locally?
The Women's Television Network, WTN.
When we must have gotten
in '96
or some form of it, because I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now here's what I always wonder. Everybody knows what Dr. Ruth looks like, and if you and any of you can Google Dr. Sue Johansson, you look at him. I wonder how much of this stuff they've actually tried.
Please, the next one is chlamydia. Can I please try that one?
Do it. Do it.
Where's the audio?
Chlamydia is one sexually transmitted disease, or STD, that is almost epidemic in the United States.
Oh.
It is spread only by nude, skin-to-skin genital contact, and there are seldom any signs and symptoms. In women, the bacteria is deposited in your vagina, travels up through the cervix and the uterus into the fallopian tubes, where it develops into an abscess. This heals. No pain, no problem. But scar tissue may form, which may block the fallopian tube and prevent...
Yeah, you thought this was going to be...
I thought she was
this is too serious.
That's more educational.
It's too medical.
That just kind of
pick another. Man, I'm so glad I thought of her.
She had a segment of the show called The Hot Stuff Bag. And
I remember that.
That segment of the show was where they would discuss a sex toy that had been tested out by at least one, if not more than one, members of the crew on the actual show.
Well, I remember that. I remember that segment.
The hot stuff.
Pick
bag.
One more.
There's one on here that's titled Queefing. Do you want me to play that
Queefing?
One?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And now Terry's calling in. Hi, Terry. Hi. Hi, got a question.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I know what a queef is, but I don't know what causes them or how to prevent them.
What causes what?
Like a vaginal fart.
Oh, queefing!
Exactly.
Okay. Vaginal farts. You know, vaginal farts are more fun. Honestly, that's one thing that we can do that guys can't do. And ours don't smell.
Why would
you
want it? Oh, my goodness.
What is it that caused me to think of this woman? Who started this?
I started talking about when I couldn't sleep last night, and I woke up and
you watched Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
And they were selling sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Wow, folks. You're welcome, everybody, because
wonderful.
You know most of you, when you can, and some of you are doing it now, you're Googling YouTube searching, rather, Dr. Sue Johansson.
She wrote three books.
Oh.
And this is actually kind of funny, because when you write books about sex, there's only so many different...
Are they hardback?
yours would be softback.
No, they're bareback. Go ahead. Go ahead.
First book was called Talk Sex. Okay, that's an acceptable title of a sex book. Well, now she comes up with a new book. We got to come up with a new title. Well, how many different titles do you have? Title of the second book was Sex is Perfectly Natural, but Not Naturally Perfect. Boring, right? So then she followed that up with my favorite title of the three books. Sex, Sex, and More Sex.
That'll sell. I bet that would sell more than the others.
That's the name of her third book.
You know what? I cannot stop listening to this. Pick one more. just from the title of the clip.
Okay, so
chlamydia and men, you cough a lot, I hear.
And the blue iris cause. We've got pleasure kiss. We've got
pleasure kiss. Now,
okay,
hang on
a second. How to give a proper BJ?
No. Pleasure kiss sounds
kit. Kit.
No, that's just products.
Pleasure kit.
That's selling stuff.
We've got. I don't know if I can say that one.
What? Give me that.
Sex talk, rough backdoor sex, I guess.
Rough.
The old lady G spot.
If you're receiving it, it's all rough.
the old lady G spot.
Okay. Yeah. Old lady G spot.
Okay.
And he's got an erection, and you're going to straddle him. Okay. All right. Now, you're pregnant, so you're liable to kill him, but this is okay. Don't worry about it. That's his problem, not yours. And in that position, using your hands, you can slide, go up and down on his penis.
Oh.
Because you've got very strong thighs, you know.
Yeah.
We females have got thunder thighs for a reason.
I appreciate it.
Well, it is fine. You're not going to do major damage with it. And it is curved.
She's talking about a toy now.
Now she's selling a product.
So this one is a great one. The slender G
G-spot stimulator, a great sex toy. It's a vibrator, it's multi-speed, and it is well-made and
well, that there's my that helps me with my Christmas list for this year. I'm gonna just go to her site. I'm gonna buy every woman I know something that she's got on there.
Oh man!
And not gift cards to all your friends.
Man, oh man.
Oh.
See, I was gonna say men don't have something that's the equivalent of a vibrator. But I think we probably do. I think it's out there somewhere on the market.
Oh, no. Last night they had...
vibrating ring or
something? Yeah, they had a ring that was made for him and for her. So you could both enjoy.
There's one titled here that says, Talk Sex with Sue, Hot Sauce, Not Okay.
Hot sauce.
Fine. Let's go for it.
Question. My boyfriend is Mexican, so he really likes spicy foods. Mm-hmm. And when he performs oral sex on me, he'll put like hot sauce in me or like on me. And ooh. I just don't know if that's okay because it burns a little bit afterwards.
Yes.
Okay?
No, it's not okay. No, I'm sorry. Because hot sauce is, it's got pepper and hot peppers in it, jalapeno peppers, and that irritates the mucous membrane of your vagina, and is your
mouth. Well, there you go. Stop it right there. Anybody listening who's been thinking about using hot sauce, you just heard Dr. Sue.
Don't
do that.
I go to Taco Bell and get some mild.
Yeah, mild is okay.
Yeah.
Here's what's amazing to me is all the stuff we don't know that people do.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. If you ever get a chance to make friends with an emergency room doctor, do it. They have the greatest stories of anybody, and a lot of it is about this stuff. People that come in have stuck different things different places.
I wrote a chapter about that in my book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. There's a chapter in there in which I have a cousin.
Oh, who's, right.
No. His name is Dr. Mike. His
name is Tim.
No, I... Get it all out. I have a cousin who is the director of an emergency room of a major hospital here in St. Louis.
Okay.
It's my female cousin. She's about to divorce him. But I believe they're still technically married. We had a family conversation at Christmas time at their house, in which this subject came up, and we asked him what were the three strangest things that he had ever seen
inserted
into somebody during his time as the medical director of the emergency room. One of them was a Yankee Candle.
That's a big candle.
Now, if you've been in Bed Bath,
that's a big candle.
That's a big candle.
Big candle.
The other, the other one, you may remember this line because you heard me voice track this chapter. I don't know if you remember this or not. The second one was a plunger,
end?
Well, the skinny end, but it was so far up the guy that when the ambulance came, they had to pull him out. They had to bring him out on his stomach because they were afraid to do damage by pulling it out. Mm. And they had to give this guy muscle relaxers so that his anal muscles would relax so that they could remove this.
Wow!
But the number one, and this was so funny, the number one was an actual pool ball. That got inserted into a male's penis, and he couldn't get it out. Mm. And so they brought him in, and before they went and x-rayed the guy, the doctor and the nurses and everybody there, they set up a pool as to what number the pool ball would be.
Oh, that's great.
Came out. That's hilarious.
It was scratched.
Why do you remember I have a voice?
Oh, I do now.
By the way, he's scratching his butt. It must be the cue ball.
What was it? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, because he cheated. Because when my cousin went in and looked at the X-ray, he could see the he could see that it was a stripe. He couldn't see the number, but he could see it was a stripe ball instead of a solid. And so he guessed a stripe number, which are the odd numbers, the solids are the even numbers, right. And he guessed right. And I think everybody put $5. I think he won $100.
Okay, last question. What in the world causes somebody to do that? I don't get it. Light bulbs, Coke bottles, billiard balls. What is wrong with those people?
Wow.
I mean, seriously.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Alcohol, maybe? Is there anything?
Well, no, there's not enough alcohol ever has been produced to get most people to do that. I mean, you could drink till you're dead, and they wouldn't do that. There's something weird about those people. But we'll never know. You're welcome, everybody, for Dr. Sue Johansson, because I know what all of you will be watching.
Great day.
Later today, from here on out, you'll be watching YouTube clips of Dr. Sue. We should call her and say, you're welcome for reintroducing her to anybody else for the Burke segment?
No. We have a couple of calls if you want to.
Let's take them. Close the Burke segment.
First of all.
Burke segment is officially closed. Carrie, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good. I am AM and the PM, as always.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, I hate to break up the Franco Pinion version of Loveline, but I have a thing about an alien. I went to Kentucky not too long ago, probably last year, I think. And we got to on the topic of aliens. I don't believe in aliens,
okay.
But he said, well, I believe in aliens. And I said, okay, well, do you believe in Sasquatch? He said, no. I said, how can you believe in aliens but not believe in Sasquatch? It just doesn't make any sense to me. So I was kind of lost in this, and he tried to argue his point, and I'm saying you can't believe in one thing and then believe in something else. So you believe in flying saucers, but you don't believe in a 9-foot hairy man running around the United States?
Well, I think you could believe one and not the other.
Well, it just threw me off for a minute. I was like, okay, you can believe in flying saucers and all this nonsense, but
that whole Sasquatch, it's another thing. That Sasquatch business. What a ridiculous thing for anybody to believe in. I don't even believe most people who say they believe really believe it. I think they just want to be a part of the kooks that have these clubs, they meet and they go out in the woods. There's no Sasquatch. If there were, we would have found them by now.
Yeah, but, you know, it just kind of threw me, and, you know, and all these people that want to go invade Area 51, don't be Superman.
Let them go.
Don't be Superman.
I say let them go. They're stupid enough to do that, let them go. If you get gunned down, it's your own fault.
There are YouTube videos, and then I'll get off here real quick, but there are YouTube videos of people actually going out and riding around Area 51, and they call them camo dudes, and it's people in white trucks. It's like the security people in the white trucks. They follow them around, and they try to scare them off the property, and you would not believe half of the stuff that these guys pull. They talk to them through a megaphone. They, like, go out and spray paint these big signs telling them to subscribe to their YouTube channel. It's just stupid. You're asking for trouble.
I agree. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
Okay. Hear what he just said? I said one more thing, and then I'll get off. You listen to that, Sue Johansson.
Oh, boy.
I made a mistake. Solids are 1 through 7, and the 8 ball strikes are 9 through 15. Ah. So I made a mistake when I didn't even go there.
Oh, boy.
Window World does a lot for this show. Window World sponsors Josh Bauman, Dan Buffa, Dr. Doug, Bill Cleveland, and more. So you see, Window World. This is why it's so important, and when you contact Window World, you tell them your AM and the PM. How many of you will be contacting Window World? Well, only those of you who need replacement windows, because very few homes are built with windows that are going to last long enough, if you live there 30, 40, 50 years, or last as long as the house will last. There are some very, very expensive windows that'll last a long time. Most people don't put those in the house when they build them. Most houses are built with builder-grade windows. They're going to have to be replaced. And when they do, we would like for you to at least think about this. Doesn't it make sense to check out the number one selling replacement window in the country? Of course it does. And that would be Window World. And they're number one for all kinds of reasons. Check them out for yourself. Have them come out to the house, give you a free in-home estimate. Go to their website. It's Window World St. Louis. com. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us after we talk with John Londoff. If you have a pet, I would encourage you to call in. Question about your pet or question about a pet you're thinking about buying. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
ABC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to tamp down impeachment talk. That after Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump last night. Pelosi says if there's to be an impeachment inquiry, it's not yet the right time.
With all the respect in the world for him, we have six committees that are working on following the facts in terms of any abuse of power, obstruction of justice, and the rest.